talking about it for so long, and you're just, it's about like getting the men involved in being like, they're the ones that will listen.
Well, they're the ones that need to help the change. I was running around with that other deceiver. You didn't get much time. So now I'm chasing you down, cause I'm a believer. Your moves got me hypnotized. Today on the podcast, we talk to my good friend Mel Hall. She is literally a breath of fresh air. If you ever meet this girl, she is like sunshine on a rainy day. She's the most kind, sweetest soul, and her music taste is just off the charts. I watched her at Dream Machine up at Daydream Island, and it was literally one of the sets of the weekend, obviously, along with Dina Amy. And the Waxo Paradiso boys were honestly insane as well. But her sets are phenomenal. If you get a chance to see this disco queen, I highly recommend her. Hello.
Hello.
I can't believe we're sitting here on Daydream Island doing this together.
It is. It's a bit picturesque.
It's so
picturesque. We're both a bit rusty.
Yeah, it's obviously been a big night. Thank you for sitting down here and having a chat with me.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
Anytime. So talk to me. I haven't seen you in, 9 years?
9 years, yes.
10 years or something?
Yes.
Talk to me. When we first met, you were DJing at...
I was in the corporate scene.
Yeah. It was such a different life for you.
So I've always obviously been writing my own music and production and trying to do that. And I was very lucky to be signed from an agency from so young. And then being female, a lot of corporates come with that. So
100%.
And it's good money. You can't say no to that as well. Yeah. But I was lucky to get, like, Edwards & Co. It was good gigs. It was good fun, you know, not weddings or anything like that where you can get a bit mundane. So after that, it's just been like slowly fading out of that world.
Yeah.
And I was with Soapbox, and they also own Poster Child. Then, which is obviously more production value artists.
Uh-huh.
So then I was able to flip across, and from then it's been great with releases and
so
remixes
good.
And stuff. Yeah, it's been really good.
So
it's been,
good.
It's been a good steady run, I
yeah.
think.
And now you're like disco queen, along with Dina.
Along with Dina and CC. I'll take it. I'm like disco
queens.
Princess. I'm like, what is that?
The three queens. I love it.
Yeah, no, it's been good.
And so you're producing as well. It's not just...
Producing as well. Yeah, producing as well. So for... I had actually my debut single come out mid last year, which was amazing. And that went number one on the ARIA chart, which was huge. I actually couldn't believe that. And then next single comes out next week, actually.
Epic.
And then, remixes and all that kind of
awesome.
Stuff.
Awesome. So this will probably come out the week after. So your single will be out.
Yes.
Heaven.
Amazing.
So what's the new single called?
It's called Can't Stop Now. It's it's actually a collab with a guy called Babbitt, who is a Italian disco lord. So we've worked together on that. And it's a sample of Yazoo, which are old 80s disco records. So we've been able to use that and get clearance and all
there
that kind of stuff.
There needs to be more disco.
Yeah, it's so fun. And I think last night you can see like disco just goes down so well.
I have to say your set last night was by far the best set. Of the night,
thank
other than
you.
D, obviously. D was like a fucking sweaty, like boiler room.
Yes.
That thing.
That was amazing.
I had to go mid set and wet my hair, and everyone thought that it was sweat. But it wasn't sweat. It was was actually just water.
Yes, yes. Yeah. No, that was so fun. It was so fun. I feel very, very lucky and grateful to be here. And this to go ahead, I think we were all a bit like, I'm not going to get excited till I'm on a plane.
Yeah.
You know, everything 100%. Moving and all that kind of stuff. So
yeah. And
it's worked out.
You've been busy, obviously, during this COVID period because you were saying you've moved to Adelaide, which I didn't realise.
Yeah. So I'm Melbourne born and bred, but my partner and I, he's originally from Adelaide. So we
the
kind of...
The legend partner that I have now become.
Like, Mr. Seiskadet, my Anastasi.
Yeah.
To me, but
my fucking spirit animal. Like, what the fuck?
We're waiting for him to just, like, come out of the water somewhere. Yeah. He'll appear.
Well, actually, we're waiting for him to come with beers. Yeah. And then he can come out of the water.
Exactly.
The real life Freddie Mercury.
But he, yeah, originally being from Adelaide, so we were able to very luckily get across the border.
Yeah.
And now we've been based there for maybe a year and a half.
Yeah.
And we're staying. There's no... Yeah. And we're both on the road so much. So being out in the Adelaide Hills is beautiful.
Yeah.
And there's such a good music crew. I kind of already knew that.
There is a scene there.
Yeah.
Like,
from going back and forth, obviously. But...
Motez is always trying to say, come down.
Yes.
Like, there's such a fucking vibe.
Yes, Motez.
Yeah.
Late Night Tough Guy.
Yeah.
Saran Sidhu. Like, there's so... And it's just a bit of an older... and they really nurture what you do. And they take on a lot of young acts as well, which is really lovely. I find sometimes with older acts, you can be a bit standoffish.
Yeah.
But they're just like open arms. So,
yeah,
I feel really lucky. They keep on calling me an Adelaide girl now. And I'm like, oh, I'm still Melbourne.
Yeah. You're like, can't take that away from me just yet.
32 years of my life. Yeah. Like, I'm not.
Talk to me when we're sitting at 10 years Adelaide.
I'm like, I appreciate you trying to claim me, but...
yeah, I just obviously recently moved back home to the Gold Coast.
Yes.
And people back home on the Gold Coast are calling me Sydney because I was in Sydney for so long. I'm like, oh, I don't know if I want to be Sydney.
Yes, yes.
Like, love Sydney. Favorite city in the world. But
yes.
I don't want to be recognized as Sydney. The girls in Sydney, no offense.
Yeah.
I'm not that nice.
No, I get you. I get you. No. I know. It's a weird one. And also when you're kind of doing lineups and they're like, do we put Adelaide next to you or Melbourne? And I'm like, I'm working towards just the Australia.
Yeah.
So I don't have to pick a city.
Yeah.
But yeah, so Melbourne will always be everything to
home.
Me. But yeah, we are very, very happily in the Adelaide Hills. And koalas in our backyard, which is so nice.
Oh, heaven. I need to come down and visit.
Yes, yes.
Sounds so
wine
heaven.
Country, come and
stay. Just get drunk. Pretty much what we've done here.
I know, exactly.
And how is it, like, how are you finding in the music industry as a female, like a female artist? Because
it's obviously, like, there's been a lot of change, which has been great.
I know.
I think there's still such a long way to go. Mm-hmm. And I also feel like we, as women, have been talking about it for so long, and it's about like getting the men involved in being like, they're the ones that will listen.
Well, they're the ones that need to help the change instead of just sitting there and seeing things happen.
For sure, for sure. And I think there's a lot of females, even being here between like Dina and Cece and obviously KLP and all that kind of
and
stuff.
And Confidence Man.
It's a different feeling, I feel like, as well. And obviously that comes down to really well curated lineups.
Yeah.
That there's a really good mix.
It's
not a boys, boys.
Boys, yeah.
You know, where it kind of takes over.
That's the thing that sucks when it's like, you look at the lineup and there's one female artist and you're like, this is fucking bullshit.
Yes, like, yes, yes. And a lot of the time then it's trying to like educate that there's so many amazing women out there.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, and when you
get told. Oh, here he is. The man
we're just talking about.
The man with the beers.
Stars is just a wrap.
Thank you.
Oh, fresh. Great Northern.
Yeah, we're up on the north.
Yeah.
But
yeah, so definitely there's been a lot of. Sorry, don't mind me just tapping in there.
Tapping the beer. I've just spilt my beer.
Oh yeah, I'm probably gonna do the same. Oh
yep,
god.
Look at that.
What are we doing? Okay, there we go.
I've got it.
Okay, I need this. The humidity is.
Oh my god,
wild.
Humidity and also being hungover.
Mm.
And a little bit dusty.
Hair of the dog.
Night.
Yeah. Yeah, so there's been a lot of change, but there's a long way to go.
Yeah.
But I think it's definitely been on the up and up. And I know for me personally, like, I want a part of my legacy to not just be the music and stuff that I'm writing, but to also
be
the stuff that I had to kind of go through. And obviously there's good and bad, but the challenges that you just want for the next generation.
100%.
Not even to be a thing.
Yeah.
Not even to be a thing. And Saz and I talk about this all the time. Instead of it being like a male-female thing, it should just be, well, you're an artist. It's
you're an
like,
artist. It's not who.
You know? Yeah.
Totally. So. I completely agree. And to be honest, like, the whole reason, you know, that I even started this podcast and to, you know, branch out and do something off the festival scene, like obviously working for the Love, it's mainly, it's not about... anything other than just spreading awareness and making people feel connected to the artist.
Yeah.
In terms of like, rather than just the normal bullshit conversation of like, you know, what the radio wants to hear.
Yes.
It's just about educating people and saying, you know, artists are real people too.
Yeah.
They have the exact same struggles. Yeah. And, you know.
For sure. And like, for sure. We're all just fucking big nerds at heart.
100%. We're literally, you guys are. I love it. I love the music nerds.
I always get that from kind of people I grew up with, or that might, they might be like, oh, we never expected this from you, Mel. And I was like, I was always a big, massive music nerd. It's just now that you're put on a platform that it's perceived to be cool, but everyone's just, we're all freaking out in our rooms before we play, making sure
100%
that stuff will translate.
I know with Dina, do not talk to her, like, at least an hour before the set. Just unless it's just about the set and it's about alcohol, or, you know.
Yes.
What do you need? Yeah. You need anything? You good?
Yeah. And here as well, I the nerves also being around a lot of your, like, you know, a fellow artist that you're so nerve-wracking. Last night I was so nervous. I was like, so many people here that I respect. It's not just, you know, obviously patrons, but it's just a lot of artists and a lot of crew that you're just like, I just want to play well and support and all that kind of stuff.
Well,
so
you nailed it. Honestly, you fucking nailed it. Big shoes to fill today, everyone.
Sazi,
big shoes to fill.
He's got this.
No, you'll be fine, mate. You'll be fine. it's been amazing here for the past few days because the lineup, everyone's like incredible people, and they're all just people that are just so fucking talented.
It's
kind of like you get not starstruck, but like a little bit like just, I don't know. It's like a little like, oh, fuck, you're really fucking good.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Grace from Confidence Man.
Oh my God. Mate, she's like a little energizer bunny the way
she I'm like, are you fucking kidding me, mate? You have not stopped.
Yes, I know. And what I love about it, like going back to the like female-male thing, just going back to, is that I feel like there's like such an androgynous vibe about this lineup especially as well, which I think is hopefully going to be the case moving forward. And again, it's down to Muzz and people that have like curated it, that
promoters
it's not.
And stuff,
I was, talking to Stars about it, I'm like, often what happens is, even though there could be bigger female lineup, like as in artists on the list, but when the boys all get together, it then kind of takes over that 100% lad energy, and then it kind of gets a bit lost. And then I think as females, you automatically take a step back because
you're not really feeling that support.
Yeah, and Christy and I, KLP, like, have had this conversation as well. That then you often, and both having partners that are in the scene too, that you both often just kind of be like, I'll just let you do your thing because you're not, you know. But I felt like this has been so different and such a lovely way of kind of getting back into things post-COVID that it's just, and I think that is also a credit to a lot of the bigger, newer acts like the Jungle Giants and Confidence Man and all that kind of stuff that they do, and Clan Liaison. It's not a laddie. This time 10 years ago, you would lucky to get one female on the lineup.
Yeah,
then would be bumped off halfway through a set.
Yeah,
you know?
100%. Mm. They'd be like, your time's actually up by a minute, so can you get off?
And wouldn't be able to get on at the after party because they couldn't get their way through, whereas this has just such been a beautiful...
Yeah, this has been such a nice weekend. Yeah. Like, I honestly was thinking fire the whole time, fire festival.
Yeah.
Not been like that.
I know.
Thank God.
I think it's the rain, the tropical weather, which is obviously to be expected where we are.
Yeah,
but
we're
in
the wet season as well. Like, perfect time for
I know. I think everyone's just so happy to be here, though, being cooped up for so long. It's just kind of like, yep, sure, this is what we're doing, you know?
Yeah, totally.
And there's no egos, which has been lovely.
There's no ego.
Lovely.
Yeah, it's been amazing. And have you ever had, like, a moment that's, like, been an absolute boss moment where you've just gone, holy fuck?
Well, I think for me last year, so Knock Knock, my debut, when it went number one, but what for me was a huge thing and also something that needs to change. And you don't mean to harp on the female thing, but it's like,
no,
I'm a female.
I'm 100%. So I'm a fucking female too.
Knock Knock was actually the first, I was the first debut solo artist in 13 years female to top the ARIA chart. So the last one was Zoe Badwee with Release Me 13 years ago. And then there's obviously been collaborations, but the first solo artist in 13 years to take number one. So that for me, I was like,
fuck yeah.
Okay, I'm doing something right.
Yeah, totally.
I'm doing something right and I have to keep on moving forward with this momentum. And it's one of those things that you didn't want to harp on too long. And obviously, but... That was when I had to take a step back and just be like, okay, this is, I got to stop crying over this.
No, cry away. I love it. Like, it's moments like that that you like will look back at and you'll be like, fuck, remember that moment.
And I think, as well. And I think especially coming from, you know, corporate world. And when you've done it, 100%. When you've done the legwork and you're like hours and hours and like nearly 15 years of gigs of just kind of chipping away. So then to be recognized for something like that is really, really, really lovely. Yeah. And it's so nice. And I think it's then, and even us after last night, there's so many young girls that play here that have just come along as guests that came up afterwards and they're like, we loved you and you own the stage and like just feel so grateful to have a chat. And I'm like, this is so weird. Yeah. Why?
You really, really did own that stage. It was, like, I'm not going to lie. And you, I mean, I guess I haven't seen you play in like fucking 9 years.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I guess from seeing like you play 9 years ago at an event that I did.
Yes,
to
yes.
then seeing you do that. Yeah. I was like, holy fuck, this bitch fucking owns that stage. Like, look at her go.
And I think
you had the best hype man ever, wherever he is.
Yeah, he's on Pride Rock at the moment, just sitting
there. Oh, look at him go. You had the best hype man ever as well.
Yeah.
But you just, you worked it well.
Yeah, and I think that's been good about here as well because all the acts are very, like, everyone's watching, everyone's supportive shows. Too. Everyone's, you know, it's no one sitting in the hotel room till 10 minutes before they play. Like, everyone's there when they can be, which has been such a delight. And so it's a bit like school camp, I feel like.
We have been saying that as well. Like, it literally feels like school camp. You go have like breakfast in the morning, you're like, I saw that guy grinding that girl last night.
Yeah, there's and like now he's at awkward eye contact between a few people. You can fit there's a few like people walking in a bit like slumped over about their, you know, what's going on, but then we just do it all again the next day.
Yeah, totally. How do you stay balanced, I guess, when I guess if being on the road, not being on the road, just in general?
Yeah, I think like, for us a blessing has been being in the Adelaide Hills.
Yeah, because I was gonna
say it's so, and coming from Melbourne where we were in the city, a bit of our even pre-COVID, that was always kind of a bit of the plan to move out of inner city suburbs and have a little bit more balance and but also you had to wait. We had to wait till we were at stages in our career that you could have that light shade.
Did you guys meet in Melbourne?
Met in Melbourne. Yeah, okay, met in Melbourne. And he actually asked me to be his girlfriend at Revolver, which I love.
What, 6 in the morning?
Would have been close to. We've been dating for a couple of weeks and he was like, are you my girlfriend? Like behind the cage. And I was like,
I
would really like to be.
Cute.
So COVID obviously forced our hand, but I remember the first time being out for a show and then driving back to, and everything's so close in Adelaide as well, driving back out to the hills and I was like, this is what we've been seeking a little bit, or this is definitely what I've been seeking, that you come home, you have a little studio at your house, you're not
and
dictated,
you've got a studio.
You're not so dictated by, you know, being in an apartment building in a city, Melbourne, which can be hard, like creative process is 9 to 5 because you're accommodating your neighbours.
Yeah.
So where we are is like so chill and so lovely.
Yeah.
And then I think as you get older, the natural balance comes in 100%. As well. Like, 100%. You know,
I couldn't agree with that more.
Yeah. I think you're like, I'm just turned 34. And so there's natural things that you get to realise that FOMO is kind of not really a thing.
Yeah.
As 24-year-old Mel, I would have been like, can't miss a thing. I've got to be last person standing.
I'll just sleep. Like, I need to like catch up on sleep. Do you know what? Like, if someone said to me, you're going to be in the music industry and it was at 24, I wouldn't have been able to handle it.
Yes.
I would have burnt myself out.
Yes.
Like, I'm so thankful for like doing everything that I did with Edwards & Co, working at One Teaspoon, working in PR, and then coming into music a little bit later because... Don't get me wrong, I fucking give it a good nudge and have a good fucking time.
Yep, yep.
But I know my boundaries and I know when I need to like really like focus on sleep and focus on myself. Because you can get really in your own head.
Cece and I were actually having this conversation because she was saying the same thing, that with her, and a lot of her success has come since she's turned 30, and she was really grateful for that because she's like, I think if that happened in my early 20s, I also would have burnt a lot of relationships.
100%.
Because
That's the other thing. You're
not even really understanding the whole concept yet. You think you're an adult, but you're not.
And you're doing stupid things that you shouldn't be doing. And you say things that you don't mean, but you say it out of like anger.
Yes. And then obviously
the more you just like swallow it.
Yeah,
like,
100%.
That's all right.
Yeah. Or you have a great team around you as well that will help you manage a situation as opposed to being like, you know, fiery about a response or proactive instead of reactive.
Exactly, proactive instead of reactive. It's 100% right. I recently had one of my girlfriends that she doesn't work in the music industry, but her partner does.
Yeah.
And she pulled me up and I am so thankful for it.
Right.
Shout out to SJ.
Yeah.
Like she just, it's so good when like a girlfriend or someone that's a friend pulls you up on something.
Yes.
Because they know that that's not you and it's not right. And you're like, fuck, okay.
Yeah.
I just had a bit of a moment.
Yes.
Like,
yeah.
Like, my period? Like, what the fuck?
Exactly. And sometimes, obviously sometimes you just need to let it out. And you've probably dealt with Dina before where I've had management where I'll be like, what's going on? Or like you're annoyed or whatever it might be. But then it's also knowing time and place. And that comes with, definitely the age thing.
Yeah. And like, I know what Dina's thinking probably before she even thinks generally. Like last night.
You can see in her face.
I can literally pick it now. Because I guess we've just known each other and worked together now for so long.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That it's like, you're kind of like part of each other's like soul.
Yes.
In a weird way.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's kind of like, I guess, with a partner.
You can sense what's happening 100%. And especially too, because at the end of the day, you are at work.
Yeah.
And I think that's the misconception about it all. Like you are
because it's
at
so
work,
fun.
And there's a lot of pressure. And so you have to, so there's little things that obviously people wouldn't know that have such an effect. But so it's been good. Ages are
ages
thing.
A blessing. Yeah. What do we get?
I know. I never thought I would say that, but it's true.
Yeah, it is true. And if music died tomorrow, what do you think you'd have a backup plan? Like,
oh my
have you
God.
Got, like, a wee little
No.
thing that you could say?
Oh my goodness.
I mean, maybe it's that, but I was like, I reckon you'd be like this cute little like housewife.
I am. I always say that, especially with a lot of the younger females as well. They always call me Mama Mel. I think I'm quite maternal as well. So I'm always like, no, don't do that. Don't do that. Just cover that up. Do this.
Literally.
And I do that. I love hosting. I love doing
own a winery or something.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Out of the hills.
A
B&B.
Yeah. Little B&B where you look after everyone and you cook and you've got like this cute little winery and you feed everyone alcohol. Perfect.
Exactly. I am that person as well. Even like, you know, add a kick on everything. I'm like, who needs Panadol? Who's it? Hydrolyte.
Kick on. I'm like the fucking cleaner. I'm like running around
cleaning
up everything.
Saz will always yell at me at that as well because he's like, just relax.
I know I
like,
can't.
No. Yes.
You're Capricorn too, right?
Yes, Capricorn. The OCD kicks in. I'm like, I just don't have to do this tomorrow then.
Yeah.
It's sorted.
It's exactly
I've
what I
said. I've got baby wipes on sticky surfaces. Like I was doing that last night in our room.
Were you?
I'm like, ants in the tropics. We've got to look after this.
Yeah. Love it. Ants in the tropics.
I don't know.
Love it. How do you go, I guess, dating in music? Like, you know, you're both in the music industry.
Yeah.
It's a touring fucking world.
Yeah. I think we've just been really, really, really lucky.
Yeah.
Super, super lucky. And also we're just team.
Yeah.
Team. So that's the priority. And I think also when you know, you know. Like, so we've got no issue there
also
as well.
So you guys have been together for 9 years.
Yeah,
like that's fucking
so
long.
it's not a
literally got together probably just after I was with you.
Exactly. So it's not been a, and I think when you see someone as well, like what all the effort and all the behind the scenes and all the work that's going into that as well, it's just like, and I always said that about being on the road as well, like this seems amazing, but this is like the 5% that you get compared to being stuck in the studio or working or doing those bar gigs that are like 8-hour sets and stuff. You don't, that's so,
it's
this
like
is like
just paying the mortgage and stuff.
Yeah. This is just like the icing on the cake. But yeah, I think when it's such a team, we're actually having Nick from Setmo, who is KLP's baby daddy.
He's the fucking best.
We were saying as well, he's like, if you're just a team about a situation, and they were saying they were having to tag team because Chrissy was here, then having to like get the kids home, and then she had to get to a show,
so she's got to play tonight somewhere.
Yes, in Melbourne.
In Melbourne for the tennis.
Yeah.
And he is landing.
Yes.
The kids will be with the grandparents for 3 hours. He was giving me the full spiel.
Oh my goodness.
Fuck yeah, you guys are an absolute fucking partnership.
Yeah, and I think she's been really, really, really amazing. And then you go back to like Analuno and all that kind of stuff with women just sticking around instead of just being like, well, now I'm having kids, so I'm no longer a part of the music scene, or that's
it
for me.
Like
I think that's, they've been real advocates for that, which is amazing. And I think that's where a lot of the lad culture then comes from, because then females are only around for a certain point, and then they're yeah. off being the, you know, family.
The family.
Yeah. So it's been, it's good to see women like that doing amazing 100%. Things.
And also, don't you want the kids there as like little hype kids? Yeah, imagine little mini, like, you know.
I know,
on the side.
Yes. Yeah. So cute. So cute.
So cute. And do you have a life motto that you stick by?
Oh God. No, not really.
No.
What are you saying, Sass, from the side there?
I thought he was about to have some sort of fucking wisdom.
So what was it? What was it? Were you thinking of something? Did I? Yeah.
My Oprah always says that you should be good on your way up the escalator because you never know if you're going to see them on the way back.
Yeah.
Down.
Yeah.
So, you know. Yeah, obviously, probably the bottle-o, I'd say.
I would say like I always say kill people with kindness.
That's what
yeah,
I say.
Yeah, yeah, which kindness is obviously is cliche, but then at least you know that you've done the right thing,
yeah.
And that whatever will be, and even in situations you know that where things aren't going great and everyone else is getting annoyed, I'm just like, just it's not this person's fault. It's not, because misdirected anger could be such a thing. I think, especially in the music industry as
100%.
Well. So yeah, just killing with kindness is like.
Absolute key.
Where I would sit.
Yeah, that's good. Good to say.
Yeah.
I'm exactly the same. I've literally said it every single time.
Yeah, which is often a detriment because sometimes I feel like you probably should then fire up or stand your ground a little bit more. But
I know, because sometimes I do feel like people walk over me like that too.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I think I'd still rather be the kind girl.
Yeah,
than,
at the end, 100. Yeah, I completely agree.
Yeah,
at the end of the day, then.
You want, and
yeah,
it'll come
that's
back
on
to
you.
Yeah.
That's on you. Yeah, yeah, exactly. You will deal with that.
Exactly.
And I think as you get older as well, you realize that karma is actually a real
fucking
thing.
Bitch. Yeah. Exactly.
It's a real thing.
Exactly. And I guess because we are on Daydream Island, fuck, that looks good. Those people out there in the water right now.
I know.
And they're not in stinger suits.
Oh my God.
Jack and I swam out there yesterday and we didn't wear a stinger suit.
Oh.
So I reckon it's.
No one told you or you didn't? Is
well,
it?
Well, I don't think it's that bad.
Right.
I don't know. I'll say that. I'll go for a swim now and get fucking stung.
Yeah.
But what are you dreaming about anything? Daydreaming? Have you got some daydreams?
Oh my goodness. I just wanted to like have a really. Really positive year and lots of music. Yeah, lots of music coming out, lots of like networking, a lot of connections and just keep on riding the wave, I think, at the moment and hopefully get some more travel in. Given the last 2 years, it hasn't been the case.
Is there any touring locked in overseas or anything?
Well, I know that there's...
a fucking vibe in Europe, could you imagine?
I hope so. There's obviously like always conversations and then I have...
I guess it's pretty hard to lock things in these days. We still don't even really know where we're at.
Yeah, and I think obviously with ADE that will... hopefully be going ahead.
Yeah.
So I know that there's talk around shows there because I'm with Sweat It Out Club.
Yeah.
It's Club Sweat. So they do their kind of showcase shows and all that kind of thing. So that will hopefully be a thing. But yeah, just to keep the positive vibes going. Yeah. And
it was a weird start to the year, I have to say. I'm not going to lie. 2022 Jan has been a bit weird.
Yes.
But now, I don't know, I guess like there's a few things that have been kicking off.
Yeah.
It feels like...
And something like this reignites your, you know, spirit a little bit.
Like I feel like maybe Jan 1st is February 1st, actually.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. I know. I got back from New Year's Day and then got COVID. So I was like, the new year hasn't started yet.
Yeah, I haven't even had it yet. Touch wood. I did share my drink with every fuck up last night. So I'm hoping that
at least you're here, though. You made it here.
Yeah.
If you get it afterwards, then that's okay.
I know, but I've got FTL tour. So yeah. I just hope I don't get it. I'll get it after tour.
That's okay. Now it's down to like... I've had hangovers that are worse. And not to discredit people that actually got very sick.
Yeah. But well, I've heard multiple different stories.
Yeah. You're like, am I hungover or is this COVID? I don't know.
Well, see, that's the other thing. I could have had it when I was hungover and didn't even know.
Yes, exactly.
I've had hangovers that have gone for 3 days sometimes.
Oh, goodness. That's age too.
Yeah. That's also age. That's over 35. That's what that is.
Amazing.
Well, thanks for sitting down
Thank
in this
so
beautiful
much
location.
Thank you for having me. I know, I look like a sweaty mess.
Oh my God, it's so hot.
It's so hot, I know.
Well, let's get back to the pool.
Yes.
And yes,
thank
you were amazing last time.
Thank you.
Love you.
Thank you too.
Thanks so much for listening, guys. We will link the artists, Instagram and Spotify in our show notes. Please like and subscribe and follow us on Instagram, TikTok and YouTube to stay up to date with your favorite artists. We'll see you next week, Side Stage. go nowhere.